The two new parties that have asked to come on board now for the appeal are the Department of Agriculture and Friends of the Earth. So the Lady Chief Justice granted both those applications this morning. So there'll now be three interveners. And the other thing that was decided this morning was that they had provisionally set aside 3 days in December, the 9th, 10th and 11th, for the appeal to be heard in Belfast. And they were just checking with council this morning whether that was manageable, and they've decided that it is or should be. So I suppose we've got the exact date now for the appeal.
You know, almost unbelievably, the last stumbling block was the fact that the project, a judge felt the project did not comply with Stormont's own climate action plan, that the environmental impact of the scheme had not been properly assessed or scrutinised. It was said after that that this could be a hurdle that might be somewhat easy to overcome. Is that still the feeling, Niall?
Yeah, well, look, it quite possibly was, you know, an unintended consequence of the Climate Change Act. At Stormont, certainly I would imagine the two interveners this morning will be dealing specifically with the issues of climate change. You would imagine DERA or the Department of Agriculture would be hoping to assuage those concerns that the court had around, you know, the legalities and compliance with the Climate Change Act. Friends of the Earth may be taking another view, obviously. So, look, I'm hoping that the input of the particularly the Department of Agriculture will be helpful in that regard.